At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. My name is Coach JV. I'm your top health and mindset coach in the world. Now, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. What you can see in your mind, eventually you can hold in your hand. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, what's on my heart to talk about today, because we're going into a full moon tonight, is tonight is a great night to do a burn ceremony. So whatever you believe in doesn't, you know, just burn ceremony is kind of like honoponopono, just releasing stuff into the past, letting things go, understanding everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right. You're an amazing human being. You're meant to be here. You're beautiful. You're amazing. And so what we can do tonight is just take some old things that you're holding on to. You got a habit that you're holding on to, a pattern, addiction, behavior, and just writing it down on a piece of paper and just burning it. Just obviously doing it in a safe place and just releasing to the past. It's a great night just to let things go. Do some forgiveness, release something from the past, just do something to open up yourself to new beginnings, right? And so that's what I want to talk about today. And I want to ask you, if you had the opportunity to have a brand new life, like if you could start all over, think about your life right now and maybe the so-called mistakes you've made and the position you're in right now. And what would you do differently? What decisions would you make? Okay. Now, what would you do? Now, here's what I want to share with you is that this is how I'm pretending. So I don't know what happens after we die. I have no clue. Okay. I have no clue. I don't know if we come back, right? Each religion has a different thing. Somebody asked me the other day, what God do you believe in? Because you guys know how I talk about Jesus, blah, blah. And I said, hopefully the same God you believe in. I don't know what God. Think about that statement. What God? Let me get a drink of water. What God do you believe in? I'm like, I don't know. How do we all have a different God? How does that make any freaking sense to me? That makes zero sense. Like, why would Mormons have a different God? Why would Catholicism? Why would Jehovah's Witness? Why? That makes zero sense to me. Like, this weird argument of different religions. I'm like, if you believe something, cool. Like, let's roll together. How can we look up in the sky? Do we live in, like, different sections of the world? Like, I'm over here sitting outside the US Fitness. And because I'm in this area of the world, I have a different God than you. I have a different sky. Can we really just agree on that? Like, does that seem weird to you guys, or is that just me? Like, how do we all have a different God? Do we all came, like, your mom was attached to a Buddhist God. Your mom was attached to a Catholic God. Like, it's just weird to me. So let me just get that out of my head, right? So I mean, So I don't know what happens, but here's what I've been doing lately, and it's really helping me. So I'm pretending that I come back again, and where I leave off is where I start. And I'm pretending that the generational patterns that are created, because I'm really big on generational patterns, and I'm heading to, I was going to be going to Peru. It's pretty remarkable. Let me share this with you guys, and this has to do with what I'm talking about, and I'm kind of just talking today. But I'm heading to, so I was supposed to be going to Peru in June, so I reached out to my shaman in Peru, and I said, hey, I'd love to come see you. He said, actually, I will be in California in June, and so I'll be heading to do San Pedro, which is a spiritual cactus. You can look it up. It's a spiritual cactus that is great at removing blockages. Right? What are the blockages moving you forward? And San Pedro was something I really connected with in Peru. And it connects you to Mother Earth. And it's a very beautiful, beautiful medicine that helps clear seven generations forward, helps you seven generations backwards. And so that's been one of the biggest, most remarkable changes in my life, is really doing San Pedro and really changing and molding and shaping my life. But why I brought that up is because what if you come back again? And what if the way you left off is the way you come back? So if you have made some really bad decisions and you don't like the decisions you made up to this point, wouldn't you want to start to level up going forward? Like start making really good, solid decisions, even though you made decisions and you're in your paradigm right now. And there's nothing you can do with that. You can't go backwards. You do the best you can with the resources you have and what you created right now. And you go hard until you die, because you could die tomorrow, right? And what if you came back and you had to repeat that again? Because what I see in patterns and people and generations is the same thing over and over and over and over again. Males are the same way. You know, they all get sick. They get diabetes. They freaking, you know, a lot of the Hispanic population, I'm Hispanic, it's like the same thing. They all attach to a baseball team. They get diabetes. They all take their medication. They complain about their, when they all get together, you know, they all talk about how sick they are and who's sick. And that's basically the same fucking thing every single time. It's like, what about thriving? What about who's doing well? What about who's succeeding? And if you're succeeding, it's kind of weird. It's awkward. You're going outside the paradigm. It's like, why do we want to get around and talk about our medications and who died, who this? Well, who fucking graduated? Who did something cool? Who fucking, you know, maybe got out of a really horrible relationship and fucking built themselves up? You know, who's crushing the fucking crypto game? Who's fucking helped, you know, thousands and thousands of people kick ass? Not bitter. But, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what the fuck, guys? Get our shit together. Let's get our shit together. Let's get our shit together. Pretend like you fucking are going to come back at this level. And are you happy with it? Like, look at your life right now. Your relationship, your kids. Are you fucking happy with where you're at right now? It's that simple. I'm not fucking satisfied. I'm not satisfied. I want to die a fucking legend. I got a lot of fucking work to do. A lot of fucking work to do. I got this injury on my fucking elbow. I got this fucking, you know, like, God, my throat thing going on. I'm like, no, I'm not satisfied. I can do more. I can do more. And that's okay. I'm not asking you to get crazy like I am and just go like a wild animal. But it's not okay to be mediocre in my paradigm. It's just not okay. It's not okay. It's not okay to waste this beautiful life force that we have, that God gave us this opportunity to be here on this earth, 1 in 400 trillion opportunity to be a human, and we're just going to waste that shit? No, I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with that. So, you know, I'll end with where I started. I mean, I don't know. Maybe, you know, you could send me a comment on Instagram, and, you know, because when I mentioned how I view Jesus, I get all this, I think it was the other day, Sunday, I was going off, and I got so many comments about people saying, you know, this is why Jesus went 40 days and 40 nights. And somebody even said to me, they go, dude, were you there with Jesus? I'm like, were you? It was the weirdest comment ever. Were you there with Jesus? How do you know? Here's what happened. I go, and all I said was, were you there? None of us were there. Right? And we're living on rules that were built way back 2000 years ago. And this is pretty crazy to think about. Think about this. Jesus and the life of Jesus and the story of Jesus was only 20 people ago. How crazy is that? Think about that. It's only 20 people ago was Jesus and his lifeline. I'm gonna get a drink of water. That's pretty wild, isn't it? Anyways, just got a lot on my mind. Got a lot going on too. We got our Warrior Council coming down this weekend. It's going to be a pretty wild week. A lot of things happening. Don't forget, we have our meet and greet in July 17th, Circa Pool in Las Vegas. Talk about fucking contrast, right? I'll be working with shamans in June 10th. And it's okay. I used to get so caught up in that and judgment. Someone's like, oh, you're a follower of Jesus and you're having your meet and greet in Las Vegas. It's Sin City. I'm like, if you make it Sin City, I'm going to a fucking really cool pool with, you know, fucking beautiful people in a beautiful place and a brand new pool, and I don't have to act like a fucking idiot. I might. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I mean, it's not like I just got rid of that attachment to anything. It's like, I can act like an idiot if I want to, but anyways, I have to deal with the consequences if I do, right? I love you guys. I appreciate you. So if you came back to this life, would you be happy? That's all I got to say. Hey, guys, check out, make sure you check out the description down below. Manscaped 4.0. I want to share with you guys. Guys, you know I wouldn't fucking advertise anything I don't use. I actually manscaped quite a bit, and it's amazing. And the reason why I decided to, we get a lot of people offering us, what do you call it? It's cryptocurrency companies trying to get me to pump their products. And this one, I was like, hell yes, because I actually manscape and I cut myself all the time. And that lawnmower 4.0, men, women, it fucking works. It really works. It doesn't, in the sensitive areas, it's legit, legit. So click the link in the bio, Warriors 20 with an S, 20 Warriors with an S, and you will get 20% off. Ladies, for Father's Day, it is a fucking awesome gift. Comes with this beautiful packaging. It's amazing. Warriors, rise. Let's go.